Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good night, good morning, and good day, good, brunch, whatever, wherever you are, whatever's going on, it's one of those four or five somewhere in the world. So I just want to say, first of all, thank you for tuning in. My name is Daryl Hikes, and I will be your host for the next 29 minutes and 38 seconds. So, hey, let's pray and just get right into the program. Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity of being able to minister your word. I thank you that as your word goes forth, that it falls upon hearts that are ready to receive, and that your word makes a mark in the lives of the people listening that can never, ever, ever be erased. We thank you so much for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, who died on the cross for the sins of all people. And we just thank you for the Holy Spirit who dwells on the inside of us, and thank you for caring about us even after things went a wrong direction in the garden. So we just want you to know that we love you. I'm not going to say just as much as you love us, because your love is just so good and so gracious to us, and we just thank you just for who you are and everything. And it's in the wonderful, mighty, majestic, glorious, matchless, awesome name of Jesus that I pray. And if you heard the prayer and you agree with the prayer, then just say amen. All right, amen. Hey, I introduced myself, but I didn't do it properly. I probably should get like a written format and try to stick with it. I actually wasn't going to do a program today. I needed to take care of some things. But one thing about God I'm learning is I've learned, and I'm still continuing to learn, is that you never, ever, I believe, get to a point to where you've got it all figured out and you're kind of on your own schedule and like that. It just doesn't work like that. And so I'm learning to just, if God says, hey, all right, it's time to do the show or do the program, then it's time to do it. And that's just how it works. And so I planned on doing some CW binge watching today. I was just going to watch like the new episode of The Flash, and then I was going to watch All American, and then I was going to watch there's something else that comes on that I wanted to check out, Beauty and the Beast, and I was just going to just hang out and just binge watch. And Laura said, hey, why don't you do a program, a Blog Talk Radio program? And so when he said it, okay, God doesn't necessarily, so I've heard his audible voice. What I mean is his voice to where, like you're hearing my voice right now, and I've heard his voice like that, but it's been, I think it was right after I got born again, or no, it was right during the time I was actually getting born again when I heard his voice like that. And so I just, when God speaks, number one, you have to know that it's him, first of all. And so he'll ask you to do things that are not necessarily conducive to your schedule or your time. They may not make sense right away. You may not understand what's going on. It may not make sense. There's so many variables when it comes down to not only hearing God's voice, but knowing and understanding and knowledge, understanding, then the wisdom to actually go and, as the Bible says, went and did. So we have to be I've learned to be in a position where it's that still small voice to where he says, are you going to do the show? Now, it's not one of those to where, like I said, you know, I'm sitting here and God says, okay, do a blog for a radio show. It's not that. It's an impression that you just, you know what, I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to go here. I'm supposed to, you know, check this out. I'm supposed to just look at this. Oh, I had some things happen. I had something happen that just made me stop and just, I was just in awe of how God, it made me happy. The thing that happened made me happy. So I purchased, I got to tell you the story. Well, I don't have to, but I think you'll get something out of it. I purchased a clippers and lithium shaver combo set because before I joined the military, I used to use Magic Shave, and I would shave with hair clippers, and I never shaved with a razor because as a teenager, I didn't want to shave nothing, no hair off my face because, you know, when you got a beard in high school, when you're 10th grade and you've got almost a full-grown beard, I mean, that's kind of cool. So I didn't want to shave, period, you know, in high school. But when I hit a certain – but I figured it out, okay, if I shave it, this week I'll have just a mustache, and the next week I'll have a goatee. And then the next week, I'll have a beard, but then I'll line it up just right. And then I could keep changing it up. But I never used a razor because I think I tried to use a razor. No. I never saw my dad use a razor. I saw my grandfather use a razor. And when I say my grandfather, I'm talking about Mr. Melvin Hikes. And I also saw my other grandfather, my mom's biological father, because I grew up to where my grandmother, my mom's mom, was married to a man that was not my mom's biological dad, but he was the closest thing I knew to a grandfather because he was always there, you know, versus my biological grandfather who loved us, and he was a part of our lives, and we knew who he was, but he just happened to live in another state. And so he carries the same full weight as a grandfather because he's my biological grandfather, Mr. Ira Dale Carr, and Mr. Joe Wise. We used to call him Mr. Bully. That's what we called him. He was my the grandfather that I knew growing up. And so I'd seen him use a razor before, but they used to use those straight razors, the kind where you got the towel or the leather strap, and you lather it up, and he had the little brush, and he would do his face, and then he was shaving. But I used to notice he would bleed sometimes because, I guess, nicking himself, because at that time we didn't understand pseudofolliculitis barbae, which is where, and it's predominantly in African-American males. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen to other ethnicities, but what would happen is the hair would grow out of the follicle, and then it will curl up, and it will grow back into the follicle to create an irritation. And as you're using a razor just going across it, what will happen is it would cut the hair at the base right where the skin is, and so, but then it will cause an irritation in the follicle itself, and so it will cause problems. So when I got the basic training, you got there. The next morning, you shaved with a razor, and that was that. And so after about a week, and then my face is sore and I start bumping up, they send you to what's called a shaving clinic. And that, when you get to the shaving clinic, that's when you can use a clipper set specifically designed for individuals that have been dealing with pseudofolliculitis barbae. And so, back to the story. So I recently purchased a clipper / lithium shaver combo set, which is like about $139, but then you add on tax. I think they gave me a discount too, which was cool. So what I did, you can be the metal, there's a certain part of it where you can kind of clean it out, and but I accidentally got some water in the actual the part where the microchip is, that where the motor is, I accidentally got water in there, and so the lithium shaver was working intermittently. And so it would come on, and then it would shave, and then it would go off while I was shaving. And I said, I just kind of like, man, I think I might have messed them up. And based on how they were operating, it was definitely messed up. So what I did, and I'm thinking, okay, this is on me. So I called the company, the manufacturer. First, I went by the store where I purchased them, the retailer where I purchased the shavers, the combo set from. And I said, well, before I do anything, let me get a copy of the receipt. No, it wasn't before that. What I did, I contacted the company first, and then the company said, well, when did you buy them? And then they said, well, do you have a copy of the receipt? And I said, well, it's probably around here somewhere, which it was. And so I said, well, I'll find it. But then I said, you know, an easier route to do is just go to the retailer and have them print up another copy. Well, I went to the retailer, and they couldn't produce another copy because they don't have a barcode, and they don't have it in the system. Some places you can just go in there, just hit a button, and then they can print up another copy. Or they can look it up by your credit card, depending on, you know, the card that you use. And so the retailer couldn't do that, so I'm thinking, okay, well, all right, I'll figure it out. So then I'll go back in my statement history and just, you know, do your homework. And so I did all of that, and then I said, okay, still couldn't find it. Then I said, let me see. I said, I just said it just like this. I said, Holy Spirit, where is this receipt? And I left it at that. I didn't think any more about it. Well, late last night, I was just in the room, and I was looking for something else. And then I started looking in this. There was some papers in a particular place. Everybody got what's called a junk drawer, where you just got stuff in there that, yeah, need to be cleaned out, but praise God now, some of you have matured to the point to where you do not have a junk drawer. Well, praise God, I'm thankful that I knew where, you know, I knew where stuff should be. But so I'm looking for something else, and I'm just going through some papers, and I saw some receipts. And I say, yeah, but that's from 2020. And I have receipts that are, I can tell what I was doing when those receipts were together. And so I just kept looking, and then I looked, and I said, wait a minute, that receipt, that looks kind of new. So, and then I looked at the name on the receipt, and it was the retailer. And it was because what happened was they printed up two copies, and it was the retailer. And when I saw it, A happiness came over me, and I pulled the receipt out, and I just had to just stop, and I just put my hands up, and I said, Lord, I just thank you. I just said, wow, I just thank you, because in my estimation, I don't want to say there's no way, but because Jesus is the way. However, in a normal situation, because it's normal for God to show up all the time. That should be normal. In times past, I'll put it like that. It may have taken me days to find something like that because I had to look in four or five different places. But days were cut down to literally seconds. I'd say maybe a minute, 90 seconds tops, a minute and a half tops. Between the time I just said, Lord, where is this receipt, and the time that I found it. Now, wait a minute. I wouldn't say 90 seconds. I would say, 90 seconds from the time I started looking, because when I made the statement, what I did was, see, and that's how prayer works. Prayer works like that. You submit the request to God, and then you go on about your business. You don't stand there and wait on just, well, let me. Now, one of the things I did was when I said it, I think I said it, I said, Lord, where is this receipt? And then I think I went to, I had something else going on I needed to do, because what happened is I said that as the thought came. See, what will happen is God will put a thought in your heart. He'll put a thought in your heart, and then you'll speak the thought out loud in the form of a prayer, a request. And then when you're going about your business, see, you have assistance that's all around you. They're called angels. Well, I don't believe that. Okay. Well, because of your unbelief, Jesus is hindered in doing what he wants to do in your life. See, it was because of their unbelief that he could not do many mighty works in that region because of their unbelief, except save a few sick folk or heal a few sick folk because of their unbelief. So when you voice your unbelief, you're hindering the assistance that's been provided to you. Well, I just don't believe in all that. Once again, when you voice your unbelief, you're hindering the assistance that's been provided to you. So at some point, you are going to have to make a decision as to what you believe, as to what you want to happen in your life. You just can't get around it. That's just how the system is set up. So I find the receipt, and then I send it off to the, and one of the things I like about this particular retailer, what they did was what the lady, of, well, not of course, but she made a comment. She said, hey, look, it was in an email too. She said, what we're going to do a one-time courtesy replacement of the lithium shaver because there's information out there that is false concerning how you clean the clippers and, excuse me, the shavers and how you, you know, all, and things like that. But she said that after the fact because she had already decided that she was going to do a one-time replacement. And these are like, I think these are like probably about a $50, $60 shaver. Or, yeah, I think so, you know. And just the fact that they're going to replace it, and all I had to do was just send in a copy of the receipt, which I did, I did it yesterday, and they're going to replace it. And so I'm sharing this because things do happen that make us happy. God does do things. He does help out. He does, and that's one of the definitions, because the word happy is synonymous with the word blessed, which means to be envied. Think about this. When is the last time someone became envious of your happiness that came from God just doing extraordinary things in your life all the time? Things are always working out for you. Things are always going your way. Things are just, it just seems like you're God's favorite. God, I mean, what, does he not love you? Well, wait a minute now. Let's back up and let's look at a person's life. See, when you were turning over in your bed, snoring, at 3:09 in the morning, a.m., maybe that person was up praying for people in China. Or maybe somebody, you know, you've been born again for 50 years, but you got a bad attitude. And somebody just got born again yesterday, and they get blessed with a brand new vehicle, and you've been riding the bus for however long, and, you know, and now you have Christians envious of other Christians who just came into the family, but see, it's their purity of faith and your unbelief that's, see, your unbelief is blocking stuff up because you don't believe you need to change your attitude so that things can get unblocked. It's not that God hasn't blessed you. You're blessed. Every born-again Christian is blessed. But there are these things called blessing blockers. Attitude, procrastination, unbelief, doubt, fear, strife. There's a list of different things that are going on. And a lot of times people think, well, it's something that I did just outright. Not necessarily. Some things you haven't made the adjustment in. Lack of discipline. You know, how often are you in the Word? I did not realize, well, I did. I let it slip. I think Hebrews talks about that too. Hebrews talks about don't let those things that you've learned. I don't know if it's in the Bible. Don't let those things slip that you've learned, that you've become proficient in. One of the things I did, I made a major spiritual mistake that was affecting my physical life, and not just health-wise, because there are six areas of life. Number one, whether or not you're born again. Number two, so you are a spirit, you possess a soul, you live in a physical body. That's three right there. Number four, you handle finances. Finances are a system or a means of exchange in this world system. That's what finances are. The streets are made of gold in heaven, so that if they walk around on it, they're trying to figure out why you're burning yourself out just to get it when the value in heaven is they walk on it. The streets are made of gold. So that's four. You deal with finances. Number five, you came from somehow, some way, a family, which is relationships, bloodline, aunts, uncles, cousins. You came from somebody. And then number six, your social life. And those are all the people outside of your bloodline, outside of your family. And so what's happened is those areas are being affected through unbelief, through bad attitude, through just a lack of discipline. And so I had to make an adjustment in my life when it came to spending time in the Word of God. So what I did was I just started, I picked up where I left off. And when I say spending time in the Word of God, what I mean is I had a habit. I had developed a habit of getting in the Word every day intentionally, not just haphazardly. In other words, like I might come across a scripture, you know, on TV or something, or I might sit down and watch a minister online on the internet or something like that. I'm not talking about that. That's still getting the Word, but there has to be a time where you and God sit down and you are in the Word, you're spending time with Him, you're spending time in prayer. And what happened is probably about 10 days back, I just made a decision. I got to get back in the Word. First, I started out, I said, well, I knew I needed to fast. And my fasts are a little bit different than some people's fast. I mean, I fast according to what God tells me to do. And I wound up fasting from not spending time in the Word. So what I did was the procrastination of getting in the Word, I starved it. And then what I did was I fed the desire to get in the Word. The procrastination was too weak to affect me anymore. And so that happened about 10 days ago. And I just every day, I started on the subject of divine healing, and then I went on into money management, and I would read certain scriptures, and then my Bible has these things called kingdom dynamics to where I can read up on stuff, and I can read the scriptures related to it. Then I can get a little bit more insight into it based on the ministers and the teachers and everyone, the pastors and prophets and apostles that have already studied that subject, and some of them actually just lived it. And so what I did, I just started getting back in the Word. And I kid you not, every day, whatever I put my hand to do, it was successful. I mean, just something as simple as calling the company about, and it was my mistake. But see, favor and grace will supersede the mistakes you make. See, love covers a multitude of sin. And what is it? 1 John 1:9 talks about if you confess your sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. So it was for me to not get in the word is a sin. That's how I looked at it. It was a sin because it was, see, sin means to miss the mark. God has a mark for my life of me spending time in the word so he can get things accomplished. So what are you saying? If you don't spend time in the word, things aren't going to happen? Things will still happen because the sun shines on the just and the unjust. But are they going to be things that are right by God? That's the key. See, it's not just getting in the word just for the sake of getting in the word. It's getting in the word so that you can line your thinking up with God and you can see happy days. Are here again, happy days. You see what I'm saying? Oh, this is a sun fun day here. This is a fun Sunday. So my whole point with getting just spending time in the word for me, I needed to get back in the word. So I started getting back in the word, and I just started talking to God about situations. And you know, now I had to cut some other things off. I was spending way too much time on Facebook. I was spending way too much time on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and Rumble and Parler and just, you know, all these different networks, not networks, but Tumblr. And I was just spending all this time on them, just Twitter, and just they were taking up God's time. Now, is God against Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok? Is he against? No, he's not. God created the ideas behind those. Satan doesn't create anything. He doesn't. He's not a creator. He's a perverter. He takes stuff that God has already created, and then he perverts it, he twists it, and he uses it for his purpose. So God is not against those things. He's just against those things having you. He's against those things using you for the wrong purposes. So every day something was happening. Every day, I mean, just you know, I would check on this, and then this would turn out good, and I would look at that, and you know, if I needed to go over here, I'd get over there in time. I mean, I had someone bless me with a piano. I didn't have anywhere to put a piano. I mean, you know, but then, okay, get the piano, and then God says, okay, now donate it to the city you live in. So I donated it to the city. The mayor of the city came and helped me brought his truck over with a trailer. We get the piano, we take it over back to the city and put it there, and then we're going to come up with a plan for kids to be able to, you know, learn how to play the piano if they want to. We're going to get the thing tuned and fixed up. And I mean, let me tell you something. Spending time with God is of great gain. That's all I can say. It'll make you happy. Oh, it'll make you happy. Yeah. You think David wasn't happy when he became king of all Israel? Now, the way he did it, of course, he did it through righteousness. He didn't try to take over the throne, nothing like that. You think Hannah wasn't happy when she became pregnant? You know, you think Elizabeth wasn't happy when she became pregnant? You think Sarah wasn't happy when she became pregnant? God will make you happy. He'll do it. You think Abraham wasn't happy when Sarah was brought back home? Yeah. Yeah, happy. So here's how you can become happy. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, today I make Jesus the Lord of my life. I believe he died on the cross for my sins. I believe he was raised from the dead on the third day by you. Now, according to your word, you said, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead, I'll be saved. Well, I just did it. So according to your word, I'm saved. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and you said that and you meant it and you believe it, welcome to the family. Oh, I'm happy for you. Hey, have a great Sunday, and we'll do this again next time.